be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled. "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod realized that he had been deceived by the Magi, he became furious. He ordered the massacre of all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity, 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had ascertained from the Magi. Then was fulfilled what had been said through Jeremiah the prophet. A voice was heard in Ramah, sobbing and loud lamentations, Rachel weeping for her children, and she would not be consoled since they were no more. The Gospel of the Lord. We celebrate today the Feast of the Holy Innocents. As we have heard from the Gospel, it's a commemoration of the death of the children, the boys, because of the madness of Herod. I am reminded of a Christmas carol, the Coventry Carol, composed in the 16th century, and it's coming out of a mystery play in medieval England. I hope at some point today, and here is your assignment, at some point today, go to YouTube and look for Coventry Carol and listen to that. It's a beautiful rendition of all that happened in Bethlehem, and it's a lament of the mothers over the death of their boys, of their sons, set to the rhythm and the cadences of a lullaby. It's a haunting melody. But anyway, we had been talking in this last few days, post December 25th, we were talking about how in these days, in these 8 days that we celebrate Christmas, we are very much like the characters in the manger, looking at that stable scene and focusing and contemplating on the Christ child, the baby that's lying in the manger. And very much like everyone in that stable scene, we are asking ourselves, who is this child? What is the meaning of this child? What child is this? And so today we have this holy innocence to direct our attention to the things that we need to consider and to focus as we contemplate the meaning of this, of the Christ child. You see, we know the story very well. The story is that of Herod killing all of the boys, 2 years old and younger. Now, there's no historical reference to this. It's only Matthew who report of such action and tragedy in Bethlehem. And that could be accounted to so many reasons. Bethlehem is a small city. And while we speak of massacre, it's not a great number, but still a great number of children died. Now, these children are ordinary people from ordinary family. Who would pay attention to them? Their stories are left in the dustbins of history, forgotten. That's what happens to the life of the poor. They are forgotten. We thank Matthew for writing down this story, this episode in the life of the Christ child. Now, but there is a lot of credibility to the story if we consider the kind of man Herod was. Herod is paranoid. And he's paranoid because he's not really a rightful heir to the throne of Israel. He who sits as king of Israel, of Judah, is supposed to be from the line of David. He is not. He is not from the line of David. So he's a pretender to the throne. He tries to fabricate information and historical data, inserting it into the line of David, but those are fake news. And people know it. People know it. And so he's very paranoid about people stealing the throne from him. He was so paranoid that he even killed two of his sons because he was suspicious of them plotting against him to steal the throne. He even killed one of his wives for the same reason, that she is plotting against the throne. And so this is very plausible that he would do this. He would do anything and everything just to preserve his hold on power. Now, we might condemn someone like Herod, but the point of the story today, as we contemplate the meaning of the Christ child, is for us to focus the mirror on ourselves. Are there parts in our hearts that resists God? Are there shades of Herod's in our hearts that resist the Lord? Those parts are the parts that cling to our favorite sins. Those are the parts that rail against the Lordship of Christ. Today, at this Eucharist, we lift that up to God and ask that He who is light in the first reading today might shine light also in the darkness of our hearts. After a few years after this incident, Herod died. And the very fear that he had in someone stealing his throne, his kingdom was actually divided into three of his sons. You see, the enemy of the Lord, the enemy of God, will meet the same fate as well. There is no victory for them. It might look and appear that they're powerful and they're enjoying the best time of their lives, but once you rebel against God, you will fail. Very much like what happened to Herod. Finally, we think of the babies, the children who were slain in the name of Jesus, in the name of Christ. We hear them in our prayers today in this liturgy as being celebrated and is now following the Lamb wherever the Lamb goes, which is to say they're intimate with the Lord. They have fellowship with God. This is a cause of hope and rejoicing for all of us. Remember, these babies, these children, have not experienced yet the victory of Christ on the cross, which brings us communion with God. And yet, our liturgy now proclaims them to be following the Lamb wherever He goes. They had been saved even before the Lord, had completed His triumphal mission of passion, death, and resurrection. What should we take from this fact? Well, we have hope that people whom we think are beyond the reach of the grace of God, that they too are heirs to the promise, and that God is God and God is outside of His, is not bound by His sacraments. He can do what He wills, very much like that thief on the cross, who was a thief and a robber, but at the very end of his life, cried out to God, and the Lord promised him paradise itself. We lament, we we uh, we we are frustrated with the people that we love. Perhaps our children, we have run away from the faith. Today, we lift up our hopes that the mercy of God will reach them. The mercy of God that does not know any boundaries will reach out to them and bring them home to us. Finally, we also remember the children who have died because of some forces in their lives that wanted them to die. The children of abortion, those children who had perished in the womb of their mothers. Today is a good day to pray for them and to pray for the parents who said yes to their execution. Remember, God is in all. God is in all and is all powerful. He can redeem even the darkest of our sins. He can redeem the many tragedies of our life because He is light, and no one can conquer that light who is the light of the world.